From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. A bill that would allow short-term major medical policies to be exempt from certain coverage mandates has passed the House and was debated in a Senate committee today. These mandates include HIV, diabetes, clinical trials, and mental health treatment. Bill proponents argue that these exemptions will allow the short-term policies to provide coverage for a year instead of just 6 months. Representative Justin Hill, the bill sponsor, says with the current six-month limit, people who find themselves in need of these short-term policies are having to pay double the deductible to get a year of coverage or face the risk of only being covered for 6 months.
If they buy one policy and they develop a pre-existing condition, they go 6 months without coverage. That was the impetus of this bill because I was running into constituents that didn't have an option. They lost coverage because they developed a condition and they had to wait to the open enrollment period to get coverage.
The bill drew both supporters and opponents speaking out at the early morning hearing. Insurance companies and lobbyists spoke on behalf of the bill, arguing that it gives citizens who are in a transition or experiencing a gap of coverage a cheaper and always available option. Representatives of the American Cancer Society and the American Heart Association testified against the bill, arguing that exempting these short-term policies from crucial medical coverage would be devastating to people who need that care. Governor Mike Parson is seeking a major disaster declaration in response to last month's severe flooding. He is asking President Donald Trump for federal assistance for 13 counties in northwest and southeast Missouri. Additional counties may be added later after the damage is assessed from still high rivers. A disaster declaration allows local governments and qualifying nonprofits in the impacted counties to request federal funding for fixing damaged roads, bridges, and other public infrastructure. The Missouri Senate is debating its version of the state budget today. It's a bit different from proposals put forward by Governor Mike Parson and House lawmakers, including higher education funding. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Dan Hageman says senators want to add $28 million for the state's colleges and universities.
We've been cutting higher education the past few years. This is an opportunity to enhance education for the four-year institutions and give it them the total flexibility.
The Senate's budget also includes money to improve the state's roads and bridges and raises for thousands of state employees. House and Senate lawmakers have until May 10th to come up with a single budget to send to the governor's desk. The Missouri House has given initial approval to send some Clean Missouri provisions back to voters. In November, 62% of voters approved the measure, which took the redrawing of voter districts out of legislators' hands and shifted the responsibility to a nonpartisan demographer. Meg Cunningham has more from the Capitol.
The House wants to roll that provision back and give lawmakers the power again to weigh in on district drawing. Supporters of making the change say the amendment that passed in November was unclear. The legislation's sponsor, Representative Dean Plocker, says the change will allow citizens to vote again on a clearer ballot measure and says his amendment won't automatically repeal the voter-approved change.
We're not trying to repeal anything with Amendment 1. We're going to the voters. We're not overturning the will of the voters. The voters are going to have their day.
If the amendment gets passed by the General Assembly, it will go back to voters in November for approval. In Jefferson City, I'm Meg Cunningham.
I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.